Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. David Brown, and good morning to you. Hope it's a great day for you.
Hey, so far it's been a beautiful day out there.
Great. We are going to visit about COVID Recovery Iowa. So, Dr. Brown, what is it and what is its purpose?
Well, COVID Recovery Iowa is for Iowans who've been impacted by in any way by COVID-19 and also the Rican derecho storm. So we offer free confidential virtual counseling, group activities, support group, and resources for all Iowans in those areas.
Okay, there are so many things that, you know, if we have one thing in our life, we probably can handle, but then it starts piling up. The COVID, the storms, as you mentioned, in Southwest Iowa, it's the drought, and then there are individual things that happen to families. So all of that put together does create a lot of stress. So
You're right. It's kind of a stressful and anxious time right now, and certainly people may benefit from additional resources.
You bet. So what is the basic way that people can contact COVID Recovery Iowa?
Well, we have a number of ways, but probably the easiest way is go to the COVID Recovery Iowa website at www.covidrecoveryiowa.org. And that's probably the first place to go. But another couple ways to access COVID Recovery Iowa services is by calling the Iowa Concern Hotline at 1-800-447-1985 or the Iowa Warm Line at 1-844-775-9278. We also have a Spanish-speaking line that the individuals speaking Spanish can contact at 1-541-800-3687.
Okay, then I noticed in the information, in addition to this special Spanish-speaking line, that if people need other kinds of languages, they are available also.
That's right. The Iowa Concern Hotline has language interpretation services for a variety of different languages. So don't feel uncomfortable calling just because maybe you don't speak English. Go to the Iowa Concern Hotline, and they can help you out in that direction as well.
Okay, and friends of those folks, be sure to pass that information on also. Now, Dr. Brown, you've mentioned Iowa Concern a couple of times, and that sounds really familiar to me because it is an Iowa State program that's actually been in existence since 1985. What's special about the Iowa Concern Hotline?
Well, again, 1985 was the time of the first farm crisis that we experienced. And so it's important that farmers had a resource to access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They were confidential and free. So Iowa State University Extension has maintained that hotline since that time. And it's certainly a good resource now for anyone to reach out with that may be a little stressed, having some maybe even financial issues that they need to cope with. You can call the Iowa Concern Hotline, talk to a stress counselor, and get some resources and referral if need be.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that's 24/7, and to have a resource that's there all the time, I think, relates to through the farm crisis and now through all these other things that are happening, the challenge of suicide. So are there special programs related to that?
Yeah, we know that this COVID pandemic has also increased the rate of dying by suicide in the nation. And so ISU Extension has a couple programs that we're really focusing on to help others who may be impacted or thinking about suicide. And the first program I want to mention is a program called Question, Persuade, Refer. And this is a program that teaches individuals three simple steps that they can use to help save someone's life that may be thinking about suicide. And that's a great, we're offering that. It only takes an hour to take, and we're offering it over the noon hours. So go to the Iowa State University Extension website and just type in QPR. Now, another program is kind of the gold standard for helping others who may be distressed or developing a mental health concern is a program called Mental Health First Aid. And we are offering that program virtually. It's a six-hour instructor-led plus a two-hour pre-service course. That is kind of the gold standard for helping others that may be in distress. And certainly anyone can take that. It's a virtual program. Again, go to the ISU Extension website, type in Mental Health First Aid, and that class will come up.
Okay, mental health first aid is the one. And what's the initials for the other, for the suicide one?
Is Question Persuade Prefer, or QPR.
QPR. Okay, we need to make notes on that. I think all of us would be better off if we had a little more information about what to look for and maybe, you know, refer, as you say. So good basic information for everybody. Now, the other thing you mentioned, you gave a phone number for an Iowa Warm line. I smile when I read that, because so often we talk about hotlines, but this is a warm line. What do you see as the difference?
Well, you know, a warm line is just a line to call in, talk to someone, visit with someone, provide a little counseling, but they also have resource referral capability as well. May not be the gut line you want to call in if you're suicidal or things like that, mm-hmm. but certainly a nice kind of line to talk to someone, provide resource referral, and help you point the right direction.
Okay, as I looked at the information, COVID Recovery Iowa, one of the things I saw, in addition to the website, of course, you have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Discord. But on the Facebook, they're listed a whole list of things that people might not think about would be available to them, you know, not an emergency, but just a support kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of those things that are available via Facebook?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our providers who are providing this program are very creative. And so we have some really kind of creative resources and groups and activities that individuals can access through Facebook or other means as well. You know, we have a book club. We have a support group for those maybe experiencing anxiety. We have a support group that maybe those who experienced domestic violence. We have trainings on anxiety, depression, and loneliness, because we know that loneliness has been a very much part of the social isolation related to the pandemic. We have resources available for the workforce, stress reduction, and education on self-care. And we have some programs that we've offered to the agriculture community on stress management, programs called Stress on the Farm, Strategies to Help. So all sorts of resources available through COVID Recovery Iowa and through Facebook, you know, Twitter. We have an Instagram account and a YouTube channel.
So listing all of these resources, I'm thinking that it wouldn't be possible for one organization, COVID Recovery Iowa, to pull all of these together in a pretty short period of time. You must have some other folks you work with.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of thanks to the Iowa Department of Human Services, who went out and applied for this grant. The money comes from FEMA. But the Iowa Department of Human Services is contracted with five different organizations: Heartland Family Services, Pathways Mental Health, Abbey Center, University of Iowa, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And they have all hired staff related to this project just to work for COVID Recovery Iowa. And so we have a lot of staff available to help provide that virtual counseling that we talked about.
And all of these agencies and organizations you mentioned have experience. This is not a new kind of thing for them. New folks to help, but it's not a new job for them. They know what's going on.
Yeah, these organizations have had experience dealing with, you know, other disasters, including floods, farm issues, things like that. So, yeah. This is not a new experience for these organizations, and they're certainly set up well to provide the services that COVID Recovery Iowa offers to anybody impacted by COVID in Iowa.
So we need to encourage folks to make the contact. We mentioned, again, the first place to go. The website is
www.covidrecoveryiowa.org.
And that will send you off to the warm line, the Iowa Concern line, the Facebook. All of these other things can be found. And I guess if somebody doesn't have a computer, what do they do?
You know, I would just call the Iowa Concern hotline or the Iowa Warm line to access services that way. Just make a quick phone call to one of those numbers, and they can certainly help you access COVID Recovery Iowa services.
Okay, and we certainly will have those. You can refer to Backyard and Beyond. You can hear those numbers. We can also post them for you. And just encourage folks, if they're feeling a little down, need some positive attitude, I believe COVID Recovery Iowa could give you that.
They sure can. And, you know, maybe give some tips and some referral and some resource information that can certainly kind of help us to manage the COVID pandemic that we're all experiencing right now.
We want to thank you so much, Dr. David Brown, for visiting with us. And here's a thought. Until next time, it could be a challenge, but if you stay positive in a negative situation, you win.